That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. 8 o'clock in Champaign-Urbana. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He claims he's been much tougher than Obama on Russia. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News. President Trump tweeting more criticism of his predecessor after last week's indictment of 13 Russians for interfering in American politics. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president continuing his criticism of his predecessor on Twitter, retweeting a statement President Obama made before the 2016 election in which he said there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow you could even rig America's elections. There's no evidence that has happened in the past or that it will happen this time. So I'd invite Mr. Trump to stop whining and make his case to get votes. President Trump writing that's because he thought crooked Hillary was going to win and he didn't want to rock the boat. He continued, I have been much tougher on Russia than Obama. Just look at the facts. Total fake news. Dave?
John, Democrats have been critical that President Trump hasn't condemned the Russians for interfering or hit Moscow with new sanctions. Another Trump tweet urges Pennsylvania Republicans to go to the U.S. Supreme Court over a redrawn congressional map that could affect the GOP attempt to keep control of the House.
Several of Pennsylvania's 18 congressional districts have drawn scorn from critics who point to contorted boundaries, including one they've nicknamed Goofy Kicking Donald Duck because of what it resembles. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has approved a new map for the 2018 elections. The redrawn map is expected to favor Democrats, especially in the Philadelphia suburbs.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Parkland, Florida.
We are the voices of America. We are the ones that are going to make a change.
Diego Pfeiffer among the surviving students taking action after last week's high school shooting spree that killed 17 others.
100 of them are traveling 400 miles today to the state capitol in Tallahassee to urge lawmakers to act. They're holding a rally in hopes that it will put pressure on the Republican-controlled legislature to consider gun control laws. Many of them also say they'll attend a march on Washington being planned for next month.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Yet another House Republican is ready to leave Congress. Tom Rooney will retire in Florida and not run for a sixth term. He joins more than three dozen Republicans who are either going to retire or run for another office, leaving the House of Representatives. A state senator in Rhode Island may be forced out of his state's legislature.
A Rhode Island Republican state senator pleading not guilty to coercing sex from a male Senate page in 2011. 27-year-old state Senate Minority Whip Nicholas Kettle is facing two counts of extortion. In a separate case, the state police have charged Kettle with video voyeurism, accusing him of sending intimate photos of his ex-girlfriend. The state's Democratic Senate president saying if Kettle doesn't resign, the Senate will move to expel him. The lawmaker also calling for a full review of the PAGE program. Kettle was freed on a $50,000 personal recognizance bond. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A big grocery store chain is merging with a big drug store. Albertsons Companies, which owns Safeway and Vons and other brands, is buying Rite Aid, which last year sold some of its stores to Walgreens. On Wall Street, after a long holiday weekend, there could be some selling. Stock futures are down nearly 200 for the Dow. At the Olympics, it's up to 12 medals now for Team USA after winning bronze in ice dancing and freestyle skiing.
The U.S. men's hockey team won a must-win game against Slovakia 5-1 to advance to another elimination game. Quarterfinals coming up tonight against the Czech Republic. That'll be a 10:10 Eastern Time face-off. And then tomorrow night, it'll be Team USA against Canada for the women's ice hockey gold medal.
Fox's Jared Max. A few hours ago, Norway beat Slovenia in overtime to also advance in the men's hockey tournament. It's Norway's first Olympic hockey win since 1994. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 a.m. Today's high 67, 31-hour low tonight. Heavy rain expected throughout the day. Precipitation in the forecast tomorrow, too, starting out 80%, then tapering off to 20%. But because the temperatures are between 37 and 30, that could mean some snow. I don't think it'll stick around, though, with a high 45 expected on Thursday. More rain in the forecast Friday and a high 50. 61 now on ESPN 93.5.
You want to give somebody some flowers? 359-2255. Text in why that special somebody. I'll call Ron Bailey in about 25 minutes. Also going to meet Dan Calkins, running for the 101st Illinois House District. And we'll talk to Dan, driving over from Decatur. Look forward to meeting him coming up this hour.
Okay.
Also, do you see the story about the North Koreans and their 20 Olympic athletes and then that kind of uncomfortable cheering section?
Right.
You know they might be in trouble?
Uh-oh.
They didn't win any medals. In the 1960s, Kim Jong-un's family put the athletes in the gulag, which is like, what, prisoner of war camp?
Wow.
So some of the athletes are freaking a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Because they brought shame on the leader. And I bet you there's people reviewing the cheering section, make sure everybody's on the page. Creepy stuff, man. Yeah, I saw it. I said, really? It's just, really? You didn't win, so you get to go to the gulag? I don't know if that's true. That's just one of the stories out there because apparently they'll be at least berated, okay?
Right.
Get at least shamed a little bit. But hopefully nothing.
Imagine having to compete with that over your head. Like, I need to win because my family needs food.
No, right. No, listen, that's correct because you got to eat all the way up to the training.
Right.
And then after that, I don't know. No, it's awful.
There was a comment from Jake. When your response to everything that is wrong in the world is to say there ought to be a law, you're saying that you hold freedom very cheap. That was Thomas Sowell, a writer and economist from 1930.
Thomas Sowell, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's right. I think that, you know, I like to think people can figure things out. And certainly we need laws. We're a country of laws, but we don't need a bazillion laws, but we need laws. We have to have the right and wrong stuff, but boy, we can really overdo it sometimes, too. And again, I mentioned at the top of the show, we talked a lot about guns in Florida and everything. It's just so awful. But I saw a study from 1999 to 2013, 49 school shootings, only four done with an AR-15 or an AK-47. These are regarded as military-grade weapons. And, you know, again, I question why we need those. There's plenty of other guns, but you take those out, doesn't mean those bad guys can't get them. That's number one. And number two, 45 of the 49 massacres or shootings, I guess, not massacre shootings at schools were done with other stuff. Glock semi-automatics. A ton of other. I didn't understand all the different guns they brought. So it isn't going to fix it. That's our dilemma here, is there's no one quick fix. There's protesters at the White House. You know, the kids are laying down on the ground pretending they're dead. And by the way, there are people helping them. Obviously, they're 15, 16-year-old. And it's fine if you're going to use them a little bit as a pawn for your efforts, lobby for gun control. I guess that's fine. Everybody does that. But it is to just say this will do it isn't true. It's just not true. Okay, any other text for Ron Bailey? Send some flowers to somebody you love, somebody you care about. Last chance, 359-2255. Got a lot of nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Diane, I give it to her.
Thank you for that.
Mark Warner in Philadelphia. Nice to talk to you again, Mark.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Stevie J.
You're with the ISSA. This is one of those germy cleaning company things, industry, right?
Yeah, people think I'm pretty odd because I'm so preoccupied with infectious diseases and skeevy things like that.
But so if I took my iPhone and did a creepy follow along with you at an airport, what would I see?
Well, one of the things that I do, because I do know just how dangerous some of these new infectious diseases are, you know, they mutate, they get more and more adept at resisting disinfectants, they get more adept at mutating so that they're more contagious and lethal. So I carry around a pack of sanitizing wipes. You'll see me walk up to a kiosk, you'll see me wipe down the kiosk, you'll see me enter in my information, and when I'm done, because I'm a good citizen, I wipe the kiosk down again with some wipes, and on my way away from the kiosk, I use hand sanitizer on my hand.
This is what
and
about...
the bottom line is you don't have to get sick too many times, especially if you get sick really with something bad, to actually start embracing some of these best practices to keeping yourself safe.
So,
right?
So what if I just walked around with latex gloves on all day?
It won't help you a bit, and the reason for it is that the germs that you're worried about are going to get on the outside of the glove. And as a human being, you're going to touch your face 20 to 30 times an hour involuntarily.
Not with the Stevie J elbow lock. I'm patenting that, by the way.
Yes.
I'm a charter member, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Member. Buying in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll take your investment money. I'm going public. It's a Stevie J elbow lock. You can't do much in your life, but you sure won't get sick.
Now you walk around looking like a tree, but that's okay.
Right. It's okay, man. You won't be itching your mouth.
That's
I know
right.
that. That's for darn sure. No, it's just creepy because there are so many germs, and we know it, but I don't want to be What About Bob. I don't want to be Bill Murray in that show walking around with tissues and saying baby steps to the door. Come on.
Well, part of the thing to be focused on is when there's a big threat. We need to ramp our game up. And when the threat's gone, then you can go back to doing what you were doing before, which is all fine and good. But when there's a highly contagious level of the flu going on out there, it just pays to be smart about it. When in reality, we have no idea who was handling things that were touching before us.
No, I know.
It could be somebody that was very, very sick, or it could have been somebody caring for somebody that was very sick, and they don't even look like they're sick. But we don't know where their hands have been.
When you go to the doctor these days, Mark Warner, do you wear like a hazmat suit? Because everybody around you really sick.
it seems like it would be a wise idea, but no. Luckily, the big guy upstairs kind of built us with some really good self-defense mechanisms inside our bodies, but we don't want to overstress those mechanisms. We need to do our own part and try to make sure that we're not exposing ourselves to things that will make us sick at a high level.
Okay.
Now, some of the things we talked about before is, you know, people have to make sure that they're taking care of themselves with, you know, wipes and hand sanitizers. And I can tell you that, you know, we've talked about this before, Stevie J. I mean, people contact us all the time to figure out what their staff needs to do in terms of best practices. And people are concerned. We're getting tons of calls at the ISSA. And they want to know, you know, what do we need to do to make sure we're doing the right stuff? And we help them.
Okay, my friend, how do they find ISSA?
Our best way to do it is through the website, ISSA.com, and there's a lot of people there just like me that would be more than happy to help people out. And, gosh, I really appreciate you having me on.
Hey, good talking to you. I remember you weren't really an Eagle fan. Where'd you come from again?
Yeah, so I live outside of Philadelphia. So
you said you were an Eagle fan because you kind of had to be an Eagle fan, so I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of the law if you live near Philly.
All right, Mark, thanks for being on again.
My pleasure.
Mark Warner outside Philadelphia. If you want to call ISSA or get hold of them, that's fine. They'll tell you some stuff, and then you go to CMI. They got all that. They got that e-sprayer where they can spray down your office.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to Betsy or Brad Parks at CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. They got their local janitorial supply company, and they got everything you need. CMIclean.com.
That's right.
I want that backpack vacuum. It you walk around, it's cordless. And you can vacuum all day. Oh, empty a little. Wouldn't that be cool? Why do I think that's cool? I really do. I want one.
Well, it's kind of Ghostbuster-like, I guess.
I guess, but it's just, I don't like the, you know, plugging in and plugging out and emptying stuff. I know you still have to empty the backpack back.
Again, you like the results of, wow, this is clean.
I could blow through my house so fast if I didn't have to unplug stuff and move stuff.
That's the thing about these infomercials.
I want that.
Exactly.
And if I get it by midnight, I get it for cheap.
You see the pillow and you see the people sleeping and you really want a nice night's sleep instead of, you know, all the hassle of...
I want to know what the guy, by the way, CMIClean.com, I'm serious, they got all the stuff to kill all these infectious disease. They're locally owned and operated, shop local, CMIClean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks are wonderful folks. I want to know how much the MyPillow guy spends on his advertising. I'm just really curious. I want to know, how much does he spend on advertising? Because you've got to say it's more intrusive and more than Geico. I mean, it's everywhere. You see him for sale. I'm going to see him at a gas station, I'm sure. I'm positive Casey's going to pick that up because he's everywhere. My pillow. It's amazing. All right, check your sports headlines. We got some good candidates for the Ron Bailey Blossom Basket Bouquet. We'll be doing that coming up. Let's check sports headlines. Basketball tonight at 6. We're 16.5-point underdogs.
That's right. And Michigan State, number 2 in the nation with their 26-3 record, 14-2 in the Big Ten. Should be a good contest for us tonight at 6. Wisconsin beat Minnesota in overtime yesterday, 73-63. And Maryland beat Northwestern, 71-64. We had Ohio State and Rutgers tonight. Ohio State now number 16. Indiana is also at Nebraska. On to hockey. LA Kings over the Blackhawks 3-1 yesterday. St. Louis Blues and San Jose going at it tonight in Olympics. The U.S. men's hockey team beat Slovakia 5-1. They advance to the quarterfinals. Our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase spotlights Centennial and Peoria. I need to mention Long's Garage as a sponsor and Illini Mattress. I forgot those earlier this hour.
Okay.
So Centennial and Peoria Manual tonight on ESPN 93.5.
Danville Schlarman girls make the state. So Monticello loses. Right. Chicago Harlan. How does Monticello get to play Chicago?
I wondered that too.
Harlan.
That.
They're like a 2A school.
Right.
Who did that matchup?
Well, maybe their attendance is down this year so that they don't have as many numbers. That happens a lot.
Anyway, great season for the girls basketball team from Monticello. Way to go. Great year. Almost got there. Okay, we're going to meet candidate Dan Calkins running for state rep. And then we'll call Ron Bailey.
Yes.
Still taking plenty of texts for other things. We've had a lot of texts in on what to do with guns. You say, gun control? What? Show me. What will do it? I don't believe there is any law that will do this, that will stop stuff like this. That's just what I think. You'll have to start. Okay. I think you can start and you can try and tighten it a little bit. I just don't think you're going to stop it, and that's what we're trying to do. I think the only hard, fast way to stop it is to make it very secure. Make it so there's people that can shoot back. That's your immediate fix. And the long-term fix, I'm afraid, is deep and long, and it's a long discussion about all the things that we're not doing right here in this country right now.
How soon we forget our gun rights aren't just for hunting. It's to protect us from our government, if need be.
Yep. Well,
think
I thought
would be in place in the election if Hillary was supposed to win. That scenario was exactly why we won our guns amongst
many.
Got
to think about the AR-15 AK-47 assault rifle, military-grade rifle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the AR-15 is an assault rifle, whatever. Anyway, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to get in a fight with our government, I hate to tell you, we're going to lose. They got too big a head start. This is back when they had the Revolutionary War and everybody had a musket.
That's right.
So don't be worrying about the military because we're not winning that one. So but it's for our own safety protection. It was supposed to be against the military, but we're a little far behind on that one.
Should we ban cars because of drunk drivers? 88,000 deaths each year because nobody can touch it. In fact, it's promoted.
What's promoted?
I guess, you know, people drinking and partying.
Well, there's that. And that's, okay. 359-2255. Let's check your weather.
High 67, 31 our low tonight. Heavy rain, breezy conditions. A flood watch in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Wednesday, an 80% chance of rain or snow to start, then some clouds, high 37, low 30. 30% chance of some sleet in Thursday's forecast, high 45, low 38. 50 to high on Friday, 70% chance of showers, back in the forecast. Where is this rain going? If you have a drain on your street, make sure it's cleared out.
Yeah, you got 2+ inches, I think, around here now.
Yeah.
Which would be 25 inches of snow.
Wow.
So there's a lot of rain coming down.
61 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute Daily's Markets Look here, opening in 10 minutes. 8:20, I'm Stevie J.
The Fox Business Network. Home Depot's business is picking up. Its sales and earnings were stronger than expected in the recent quarter. It's been selling more appliances and providing more supplies to people rebuilding after the recent severe weather. Walmart is also seeing stronger sales, but not as strong as expected. It's picking up more online shoppers. Digital sales increased more than 20%. Walmart's holiday sales improved, then drifted off after the holidays. Your local Rite Aid will be sold to a Walgreens or Albertsons. Walgreens Boots Alliance has a deal to purchase approximately 2,000 Rite Aid stores, and now Albertsons is buying the rest of the business. The combined Albertsons and Rite Aid will operate approximately 4,900 stores and 4,300 pharmacies across 38 states. The markets were closed yesterday for the President's Day holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Proverbs says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. Boyd Bailey writes that gossip is the go-to behavior for those who want to get back at someone. Maybe they were hurt, and this is their passive way to inflict pain. Talking about people is a detriment to a healthy culture at home and work. It causes friction and contributes to mistrust and disloyalty. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people." And Theodore Roosevelt said that the most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. Getting along with people requires us to talk to them rather than about them. Many problems can be solved by talking to the person, asking questions, and listening. Hang in there, rise above petty chit-chat, and make everyone around you a better person. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, visit HabibHabib.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Winning can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. We're going to call Ron Bailey, give out the bouquet of flowers coming up. Happy to welcome Dan Calkins, running as state rep in the 101st Illinois House District. Dan, nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's great to be here this morning.
From Decatur?
Yes, sir.
101st District covers Where?
Parts of Macon County, all of DeWitt, all of Piatt. We get a little bit of southern McLean and the western tip of Champaign, west of Champaign-Urbana, west of Rantoul, headed towards Bloomington.
All right, you're running the Republican primary against two other opponents. Why should people vote for Dan Calkins?
Well, I'm the best candidate.
A nice radio voice.
There yeah, you he go. Does. I'm uniquely qualified by background. I've got I've spent 22 years of military service.
Thank you for your service. You a major?
Yes, sir.
Major?
Retired as a major from the Illinois Army National Guard. 3 years on active duty, 5 years in the Army Reserves. I spent about 5 years with the 11th Special Forces Group in Columbus, Ohio. Wow. And 15 years with the Army National Guard in command and staff positions. Served 4 years on the Decatur City Council back in the 2000s.
All right, so you've been a little political.
I have.
All right.
I'm a trustee at Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, help me keep that open.
What? I am. We're doing great.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
You're not just kind of spinning here? I mean, really?
No.
Because I'm worried.
I mean,
the enrollment's down. I know that.
Well, we stabilized the enrollment.
Okay, good.
I've been there 3 years. When I went to Charleston for my first board meeting, it was pretty dismal. I mean, really dismal. We had a new president. They burned through all of their cash reserves. They had nothing in the bank, and we're looking at a very dim future. Well, I worked together with the board members and Dr. Glassman. In the last 3 years, we've cut about $40 million out of
Amazing.
Our budget.
Wow.
Turned the school around. We're right-sizing things.
Good for you.
Our interest in the fall class for next year is about twice what it was for this year. We've stabilized our enrollment, a little over 7,200 people, and we'd like to get up to 8,000.
Okay. Excellent. Dan Calkins running as state rep in the 101st Illinois House District. You got Mike Madigan. You got Democrats.
Yeah.
Good of you to do this, but why?
I've watched Illinois go downhill for several years. This is a great state. I love Illinois. I don't have to live here, but I want to live here. My wife was born and raised in Decatur. Her father was a fireman. We've given a lot to our community, and we're not ready to bail out. We're not willing to. We want to stay and fight. Mike Madigan, every door I knock on, people say, well, what are we going to get rid of Madigan? How are we going to get rid of Madigan? It's a common question. I think if you're following the news in the last week or so, you see there's a chink in the armor. Mr. Madigan has covered up a sexual harassment by one of his buddies, has fired two people now. I think the Democrats would be smart to help him retire.
I mean,
I think, if he doesn't, it's going to be a great issue in the fall for Republicans running against Democrats, incumbents, and we could very well flip some more seats. We did it. We picked up 5 seats 2 years ago. We can pick up 6 or 7 seats this time. Mr. Madigan may not get voted as Speaker.
Well, might be wishful thinking, but as Mike Ditka always says, you get what you tolerate.
Yes, sir.
And we're tolerating too much in this state. I mean, you look back at the history of what the Democrats have done in control, and you go, come on, guys, there's your record. How do they keep winning?
Well, first of all, part of it is the way things are drawn, the gerrymandered districts.
Right.
Hopefully that, we've tried twice, we've signed petitions twice, and the state Supreme Court is divided on party lines and turned us down just to get the issue on the ballot. But I think things are different. One of the things that enthuses me, really, is that we're going to have at least 25 new members of the House, 25 freshmen coming into Springfield next January.
All right.
Democrats and Republicans. I believe that they're all like me. I think the 101st District is pretty typical. We're all suffering from high property taxes. We're all suffering from the high income tax. Our roads are in bad shape. Our schools need help. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican state rep. If you're running today, I believe you'd have to be running for the right reasons. I hope that I can get to Springfield. My plan is to find 15, 16 other Republicans and Democrats, freshmen, that want to work together and really make a difference. There's some things that we can do right away. And if we have a coalition that's willing to come together and work on the issues, I think we can start turning the state around.
Sound good, Dan. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, this is my pleasure. It's great. I can backstroke my way out of here.
Dan Calkins running again as state rep, 101st Illinois House District. I know we have a lot of listeners in Monticello, Muhammad, whose 101st district encompasses. Proven conservative leader. How do people find you online?
www.dancalkins.com. You can go on Facebook. Just type in Dan Calkins 4, and it'll pick up my Facebook website. We're out knocking on doors every day. If you want a yard sign, get online. Let me know. We'll be in your community. Look forward to seeing you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Dan Calkins, ESPN 93.5. Ron Bailey and our Blossom Basket giveaway next.
Nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in central Illinois for over 20 years. So come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Survivors of the Florida school shooting today pressing lawmakers in their state capital to pass tougher gun control laws.
The president officially supports a measure that has been floated by Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Chris Murphy of Connecticut, one that would strengthen the background check system simply by demanding that the states and the federal government do what they're supposed to do, adding nothing new here. Democrats, even some Republicans, want to change the law regarding assault-style weapons.
Fox's John Roberts. The president on Twitter this morning blasting the newly pushed congressional map in Pennsylvania, urging Republicans to challenge it.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court has approved a new map for the 2018 elections. The redrawn map is expected to favor Democrats, especially in the Philadelphia suburbs.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Well, every month we get with Ron Bailey. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thank you.
And we find somebody who wants to send some flowers to somebody who really needs it, deserves it. Vicki, are you there?
I'm here.
It's Vicki, is it Buffo?
It is, Vicki Buffo.
Vicki Buffo. It sounds like a good State Farm basket by Vicki Buffo.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, Vicki, tell me your story. Who gets the flowers?
I would love to get flowers to my daughter, who's a senior at Unity High School. She is having her senior night tonight for her dance team, so this will be the last time that we go and get honored in that way, which is really cool, but beyond that and bigger than that, she's a tremendous big sister, and she's hardworking, and she's funny, and she's kind, and she's helpful, and she does so many things that I hardly ever see her, but she's kind of a rock star.
That's so awesome.
I'm really, really proud of her.
I love that, Vicki. So many kind words. Where does she plan to go to school?
She's probably going to go to ISU with her bigger sister.
All right. That's wonderful. Ron, what do you think of Vicky's daughter?
Oh, we love teenagers that are rock stars. Yeah, that's a true blessing to her family.
That's so exciting. So we're going to get flowers to your daughter, Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And
Riley.
What will her reaction be?
I think she'll be shocked.
You and her are so close. I can hear it in your voice.
Uh-huh.
Vicki, thanks for being a great mom.
Oh, thank you.
And Ron, thank you for being a great business owner.
Well, thank you, Stevie. Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
You betcha. Vicki Buffo is treating her daughter, Ron Bailey, doing the work. We thank both of them for being on. Congratulations to Vicki. Rock star daughter.
Yep, on the math team at school every day at 7:30, involved in the church youth group. As Vicki said, she's so involved. Sometimes your kids, you hardly ever see them except, trying to get some nutritious food in them every once in a while. But especially that senior year, it gets so busy. So congratulations, Vicki, and thank you again, Ron.
Thank you to Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist, blossombasket.com. And Vicki, congratulations on your rock star daughter. And thank you to everybody who texted in nominations. We appreciate all of you. Here's your weather.
All right. We've got heavy rain, breezy conditions, a flood watch in effect till tomorrow at 6 a.m. 31-hour low tonight with the heavy rain. An 80% chance of precipitation for tomorrow, but temperatures more normal with a high 37, low 30. A 30% chance of precip in Thursday's forecast. High 45, low 38. Up to 50 with a 70% shot at showers on Friday. 62 now on ESPN 93.5.
Be back in a minute. We're going to recap kind of what went on here this morning. We talked a lot about Florida, gun laws, gun control, why, what to do, all of that next. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Hey, it's Will Kane. We have Bill Polian in studio, and I'm going to see how mad I can make it.
Excuse me.
That and more Tuesday.
The Will Kane Show, weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.
President's Day, so the guys are out today. You got Spain and Fitz. Danica Patrick, one of the biggest game changers in the sport of racing. Her last race was Saturday, the Daytona 500, and she wrecked in her final race with her new love, Aaron Rodgers, looking on. And she didn't seem nearly as salty as I would imagine for someone who's got caught in somebody else's wreck and saw the end of her career go down maybe not the way she'd hoped.
I've been thinking a lot about that with the Olympics in general. Think about some of the skiers and how they're affected by the wind and the way it's condensed their events. And they're doing their best, and they're living their Olympic moment. They've trained their whole life for thousands of hours of practice, sacrifice. Your friends are out having a good time. You're not. You're in training for the Olympics. And then all of a sudden, some idiot in front of you crashes, and bam, all dreams are gone. That would be very, very difficult to take in that sort of setting where you don't control your own destiny.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same...
All right, ESPN 93.5. You can always text us at 359-2255. Those are the text lines that we have available for you. Also, same number to call in. So we began kind of the show. I was talking all about, you know, that we're seeing so much on these funerals in Florida and how just awful it is. And people are having to die in at the White House to protest and try and get gun control. And you know what? I am all for solving this thing. I just don't know how. I don't know what would do this. I don't think there is a law that would. And so we've gotten a ton of text in as the morning has progressed about all of this. And FYI, if you're talking about the weapon types used in mass shootings, semi-automatic handguns is the most. 67 events, 99 guns of semi-automatic handguns. Rifles are next. Who's shooting? White men or boys. and a lot of them are boys. So you're not looking for a woman. There's only been two women do these shootings. They're all guys. And there are a lot of them that are 15 years old. I could not believe the common denominator number of 15. So, and they're white. They're white. There's 92 white, 16 black, maybe a couple Hispanic. It's just mostly white boys. So totally profile your brains out on that because that's who's doing it. I was all for profiling me at the airport. I've got dark skin, dark beard, everything else. I look like a Middle East guy.
Right.
Profile me.
Right.
Anyway, so those are some startling numbers. And then I mentioned the, you know, what do we want to do when it comes to, okay, let's stop this. You see, they waving posters and like it's a choice. That's not true. They've been told a line of goods is you can't have a poster that says, you know, you evil Republicans pass gun laws and will not ever have this again. It's just not, it's not true. So a few texters, the problem with more gun laws, Stevie, is that the liberal left will find that that does not solve the problem. That's correct. It doesn't. The next step will be to confiscate all the guns. Eventually, that probably be the, that's the slippery slope that the NRA and everybody else go and see. You're going to start this. How
unacceptable
about,
is the last comment on that comment.
How be unacceptable? How about tax assault rifle bullets? Can't you make your own bullets?
Huh. A lot of guys suggesting $100 a bullet.
$100 tax a bullet. We can't. I've seen people more than one make their own bullets. I don't know about assault rifle bullets. I don't know what that takes, but I've seen guys in their basement making, putting gunpowder in, making their own bullets because they are expensive and you can make them yourself.
We have a bazillion laws. Why don't we have a law against death machines?
Reference the AR-15, AK-47?
I think so.
All right. I'm in for all that discussion. I myself don't really understand why we need that. I mean, But then you ban that, and the guy brings an SRS rifle, like the guy that shot all the tried to shoot all the Republicans. Mm-hmm. SRS rifle, should we ban that? It's pretty powerful. And how about the semi-automatic Glock? Kunk, 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 kunk. You get a lot done with that. Well, maybe we should ban the semi-automatics across it. I mean, where does it begin? Where does it end? Then somebody brings in four handguns, kills eight people, ban handguns.
Bad guys will find guns. Banning guns will only keep them from responsible, law-abiding people.
That's kind of our discussion point a whole bunch of the morning. You're welcome to text if you have anything new, 359-2255. I'm all about it. Just tell me what to do. That'll stop this. And the sad reality is there is nothing. One thing that you can pass that's going to stop this. Because keep in mind, you have to follow the laws for them to work. And a whole bunch of people don't follow. It's against the law to murder, too. You can't do that. I also mentioned the study from 1999 and 2013, 49 school shootings in that time period, and only four of the AK-47s, three of those actually, one AR-15. And, of course, you count the latest as AR-15, this latest shooting. So they're not being done by these rifles. So, again, background checks maybe a little more intense on that. I'm okay with that. I'm not a strict, how dare you even talk about it. I think that's ridiculous, too. I mean, there's some common sense stuff that everybody can get on board with. It just, again, how far do you want to go? And if you position it where you say, everybody go to the White House and give Donald Trump all your guns. No, he's crazy, man. So, because essentially you're giving the government all the power.
Which is texted in. Now the Second Amendment protects you from a tyrannical government as well. Banning guns like an AR-15 and the AK-47 prevent people from protecting themselves against these tyrannical governments.
Heaven forbid
we get to that.
I don't think
it's
you're going to...
It's not just right for home defense and hunting.
Hey, I think we're way past the point of protecting me against my government. They got tanks and they can drop a drone on me. Okay, so I'm not worried about beating up... I would have worried about that in about 1799. But because my musket was the same as their musket,
mm-hmm.
It just that thing, I understand, but you're not going to win anything with the government no matter what. Your bazooka isn't going to go long enough. So that's the intent, but it's no such thing. What's it say? No such thing as assault. New text.
Oh.
No such thing as assault weapon bullets.
Oh.
I cannot believe how stupid people are. That would be me. There are
countless rifles, semi-auto, bolt action that shoot 0.223 rounds, and the 7.62. Besides, you can get an AR, probably a dozen different bullet sizes.
Yeah, Jake, you can't believe how stupid I am, and people, I can't believe how smart you are.
All right.
How do you know that? What's a 7.62?
We are not well versed in weapons.
What's a 7.62?
I don't know.
Okay.
But good for you, Jake.
There is a lot of gun stuff I don't know about, but I know that I don't want anybody else to get shot. Because I'm getting older, and I'm thinking I know all the answers and a lot of things, and I don't. I have no clue on half of everything, and most everything else, I just guess. All right, it's 845 ESPN 93.5.
Mark Sheldon, Katie Blakeman, John Farney, all serve with distinction, yet none ever worked in the office prior to taking office. John Rector's opponent talks of experience, but 8 people in the clerk's office have more experience than his 3 years. John Rector has been a community leader for more than 4 decades. Rotary, Mentoring, County Board, among the many organizations that have benefited from John's leadership. On March 20th, vote for experienced leadership.
I'm John Rector. For my entire life, I've served in leadership roles in business and volunteer groups as I've tried to give back to the Champaign County community. I've done everything from coaching grade school kids, being a Rotary president, and now serving on the county board. I'm running to lead the county clerk's office. Working with the experienced staff already in place, we can protect the integrity of our election process and protect your personal data. Vote for me, John Rector, in the Republican primary election.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Game Day Spirit has partnered with the newly named Illinois Geese College of Business to bring you a line of Geese Business apparel. Shop the pre-order selection underneath the Geese Business tab and get behind the new branding of the College of Business. While you're there, browse the Game Day Vault to shop the Dick Buckus Collection and brand new apparel with Illinois College Vault logos on the site now. Game Day Spirit is also getting ready to add all new apparel to the stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Be the first to own a Nike replica baseball jersey for the upcoming season at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
This is John Rooney. Can you hear that? It's the sound of baseballs being hit, players playing catch. Can you smell it? Peanuts, popcorn, hot dogs, Cracker Jack. It's the sounds and smells of a ballpark. It won't be too long, Cardinals Nation, and the boys of summer will be back on the field at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Happy New Year, everyone. Spring training is almost here. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Well, Diane has seen a speaker named Chris Bray. He'll be at St. Thomas in Philo 6:30 tonight for a third night. He's a motivational speaker. He's about goodness and God. Chris Bray from Toronto, eh?
Yes, that's right.
Family of 5. You are doing your thing tonight at 6:30. If I showed up, what would I see in here?
Well, I'm also a musician as well as a speaker, so I'm a songwriter. I love to share stories of my life through song and worship and that sort of thing as well. So that's very much a part of what I present. But tonight, in a particular way, we're talking about faith and how faith really changes us and transforms us and makes us into a different person. Essentially, we become different, and that's noticeable by people. And we want to have a positive impact on others and lead them to something more and something deeper. And that's really what the Christian journey is all about.
When a Christian tries to do it the right way and you forgive and you love and you care and you're empathetic and you're trying not to be too judgmental, all of those good things, why is it then that the Christians get pounded on all the time?
Well, so I think we have to recognize that each of us, we don't measure up to the bar that we proclaim to profess. You know, it's a pretty high standard because it's perfection. But ultimately, that's what each of us are called to, because that's what the God who created us wants for us. He wants for us to be like him. You know, it says in the scriptures, be holy, like your Father in heaven is holy. And that's what we're called to, but we don't quite measure up. That's why we need grace. That's the whole message of the gospel, is that we can't do that ourselves, and so we rely on something more. But at the same time, we have people that maybe don't understand that or have never really understood or been able to articulate that message before, that, you know, they look at Christians as, well, they're just hypocrites because they're not doing what they profess to believe. And, I mean, that's kind of the truth, except that we're trying to be changed by grace. You know, that's sort of the difference.
I said the further this country moves away from God, the worse it's going to be. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think there's truth to that, for sure.
It's just with the guns, with all the things that people are screaming and yelling about, and the shootings. I'm telling you, it's we got video game issues. We got probably movie issues in some cases. We got text messaging and social media that's gone wild with young girls sharing naked pictures of themselves. Man, you just faith helps, man. It really, really helps that you know what right and wrong is and what your morality is. And I just think it's so critical these days, Chris, to be in on that or at least explore it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting because if you look at history and ancient cultures, you look at Rome, and they had everything. They were kind of like the spoiled culture of the day. They were rich and prosperous, and they had all the similar kind of problems that we're having today. And in North America, we have so much abundance of everything that we're kind of like the spoiled rich kid. You know, that we don't have to work too hard, and this is a generalization, just comparing it to other third world countries, but we have so much. And because of that, I think we don't think that we need God, or we don't need faith, because, hey, look, you know, I have a nice house and a car, and I have a job, and I can do whatever I want. And we sort of become that spoiled rich kid, you know, that, but when we have circumstance and we have trials, and suffering and things that go on in life, it kind of brings us back. You know, it kind of reorientates us to help us recognize that, hey, maybe we do need faith. Maybe we do need God in our lives, that we can't do this on our own. And you look at all the tragedies that have happened with the shooting in Florida or the 9/11 or whatever. It's very interesting that our initial reaction when certain things happen like that, when tragedies happen, is that we are so automatically open to faith. You know, it's mm-hmm. not that God necessarily wills for these things to happen, but it's an opportunity for us to kind of take a step back and reorientate our lives again.
Well, and the peace that transcends all understanding. I think people that think they have it all and they don't have that peace, they're still uncomfortable. They're searching. There's something in the pit of their gut and their soul that just not being satisfied. They mm-hmm. might have the money. They might have the job. They might have everything they think. Who told me that, they were way in debt, and they made a lot of money. It was all a scam. You can't hug a checkbook. It's a scam. It's not what makes you happy. And that's one of the things I think you share, Chris, is the foundation of everything and how important it is to have an encounter with Christ.
Absolutely. And, you touch on really what I spoke on the very first night that I was here in Philo, is that we want to fill our lives with stuff and things that are temporary, that never fully satisfy us. And each and every one of us, no matter how much of something we accumulate or how good at something that we get, we always are left wanting more. And there's this famous quote by C.S. Lewis. He said, if we find within ourselves a longing or a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, then the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. Mm-hmm. And we were made for the eternal. And that's really what we're longing for. And until we come and encounter the God who created us,
out of his great love for us, then we're always going to be left wanting more.
Chris Bray, you can hear Chris, see Chris, meet Chris, St. Thomas and Philo, center of the universe. Look on the water tower. It's there.
That's right.
6:30 tonight. Chris, nice meeting you. God bless you. Keep up your good work. Can't believe you're out of Toronto with five kids at home. Wow, your wife is an angel.
Yes, she's a saint, yeah. Hey, thanks very much.
Nice meeting you. Diane, thank you.
Chris Bray, music on all social media.
Jeremy Warner next. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah, we'll meet you tomorrow. Thanks for all your texts. Get back at it tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call back, 217-359-7293.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You enjoy going to work every day with him?
You know, I enjoyed going to work every day before I got him, but now I love it. I love going to work. There's never the same day twice. I don't look quite as crazy when I'm talking to myself in the car because I can say I'm talking to him.
Right.
But it's a new level, and it's just great.
If you make an appearance out in the public, someone on the staff, you know, smoke pot or something. I mean, has that ever happened?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you deal with it when you deal with it. Right? I mean, because marijuana is so common now. I mean, it's legal in how many states now? I mean, so you want to find the ecstasy and stuff like that.
Yes.
Which I can't believe these doggies can do that. So how about weapons? They can't find weapons.
No, but what he can do is, like, if we were to have a robbery or anything and somebody runs and throws that, he can actually alert to the human odor. So if we do a track, he can actually pick up articles and he will let me know that it's there.
That's amazing. Sarah Links, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their education programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and tips to create your own rain garden. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing.
If you're a golf nut, the simulators at Lake of the Woods can keep your swing warm this winter. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter. Go to ccfpd.org.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi...